Issues from commissioners. Anybody have anything else they would like to bring up? Oh, thank y'all for your presentation. My great job. It was a very succinct presentation, and I appreciate your efforts on it. Okay. Okay. Yes, Cameron.
Mine's super quick, just a clarification. So on that June 3rd meeting,
yes,
can you give me the format of what that's going to be? Are all the ACs going to be in one room?
No, the three ACs will be in one room.
In one room.
And because we feel like, well, one might have a perspective of it that another one might not. And they'll come back with their individual recommendations, but they'll be hearing what they're all talking about.
Okay, so because somebody asked me if I want to comment, they're going to be able to comment in front of all three.
Oh, yeah, we'll have public comment. We'll have public comment, and it'll be one public comment to all three.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
Another one quick item. I mentioned this to you briefly. Many of you may or may not be familiar, but the Coast Guard has issued notice that they're taking public comment regarding abandoning the navigational aids from basically in and around the Harkers Island area back sound out through Barden's Inlet to Cape Lookout. And instead of doing the other end of actually maintaining it, particularly where it's been blowing out, so that it's safe for boat traffic, they're looking just to not only not do anything, but further abandon what's there and remove them. And that's going to have impact on any commercial folks that obviously can't go through there because of their commercial licenses. And I would request that, assuming it's the will of this commission, or if there's agreement, that we ask the chair to, on behalf of the commission, send a letter, and both to the authorities with the Coast Guard in their public comment, but also that we ask the secretary and the governor to do the same, and ask the Coast Guard to actually go the other route. Not only don't abandon what's there, but rather put it on a proper dredging schedule and properly maintain it due to its importance to commerce and to the fishing industry and the public safety in that area.
Sure. Unless there's any great opposition, I'll be glad to send out a letter and request the governor and secretary to do the same. We'll get together and formulate one answer. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Chuck.
This is kind of dovetails in with Commissioner Cross and the fine folks that serve on the Coastal Commercial Trust Fund. I know y'all have got an economic study coming up, and I'm hoping that money is going to be, once it's spent, be very informative. I mentioned to our last economist, and Steve, I may have mentioned it to you, I'm not sure, but I know we brought it up, Cameron, in the meeting that we had with the we serve on the advisory to the Cruffell grant program. I think even if we have to get slightly outside the box, I think it would be ideal situation to work with Dr. Dumas and his partner in the commercial study to actually look at fishing in North Carolina, both commercial and recreational. I had a very great time talking to Chris back in, I think, February, maybe even late January. He could certainly do both, and I think the economy of scale would be worth looking at, but I think while it probably will not impact me, it will impact this commission to be able to look at Dr. Dumas and his economic study and be able to have it in the book so there would never be any questions from either side on what economic study and information we're going to use. Cameron and I also talked to as advisory committee members to the Cruffell staff in the DMF office, and told them that it is imperative for commissioners that are not up on this on their own to know how to use probably the most misunderstood two words in management, which is economic benefit. There is no real thing of economic benefits. You have outputs, you have incomes, you have jobs, you have whatever. Everybody lumps that into one piece. And unfortunately, that's not the way it really works in the real world. So if you can find a way to dovetail those two studies or run those two studies concurrent with one another, and come up with that data, I think it would provide an economic tool for this commission that could probably last for decades. So if you can do that, I would certainly try to get Steve and his staff, who control those CRUFL funds now entirely, to see if something can't be done to manage those two economic studies either jointly or certainly do it at the same time.
Okay. Anything else?